While the rest of the world is using their stupid sexy voice to try and sell you a small batch smoky whiskey that's 114 years old and filled with old-timey adages and fables that make it sound like a calcified narrator who took a class called How to Use Storytelling to Sell Your Product, it's okay to admit you'd rather have a fortified, malted, lightly carbonated, clear alcoholic beverage from a hot warehouse in Anaheim, California. It's okay to admit you'd rather have a Zima.
I am so depressed that Stephanie's seeing that guy. And I have all these weird, like, intimacy issues. I wonder if I should hook up with that girl that keeps hitting on me. The one that smokes menthols by the pool.
Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Lynn, was my mic open just now?
Good morning, Los Angeles. It's a beautiful, sparsely clouded sky we're seeing out the K-Pod weather window. The Rockmobile is limping along the shoulder of the 405. If you see that cloud of dark smoke, make sure you tell them the phrase that pays. It might be your last opportunity. You're with the raddest morning team in the Southland, broadcasting live from Van Nuys all morning. That is Machine Bolt Kennedy. I am El Farto, and this is 101.3, the Double D.
Like a good day.
Top of the morning to you at the 10 o'clock hour on what is shaping up to be a fine Thursday, February 19th, 1998. Man, it is gradually becoming the end of the 90s.
It is frightening, it's terrifying, and I think that part of my nerves surrounding that are down to the fact that I've been popping Dayquils all morning. El Farto still suffering from that head cold I've had all week. I think the smartest thing to do is close yourself in a small room with your roommate and yell into a microphone for several hours when that is the case.
Definitely. Most doctors say get into a booth and start spreading your cold around. Get it onto microphones, get it onto to friends and colleagues. I want to just make sure that this head cold's not going to get in the way of boot removal from your broken ankle that is now healed, I would imagine.
Yes, I'm scheduled for boot removal today. After we finish recording, you're going to drive me down to the medical center and we're going to get this bad boy sawed off. And I'm really looking forward to being able to work the pedal a little bit more reliably on, you know, whatever car winds up becoming my car.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think the Tercel is the one anymore now that the door is ripped off.
Yeah, you've had every chance to make it appear to be a conversion van from most angles. And I really thought the Savan conversion kit was going to be a lifesaver for the Tercel. It's sad to see it go the way of all Tercels, even though you modded it out like that.
It had a new lease on life only for a few moments. It flew too close to the sun. We've got a special guest here in the booth with us for the 10 o'clock hour, though, Machine Bolt. We've got local greengrocer Jesse Thorne, a television personality, here to talk with us about what's in season. We asked Lynn to bring on a psychic for a call-in segment, and she booked a greengrocer.
Perfect. Well done.
Yeah. The thing about Lynn, is she here? Lynn! She's not here. The thing about Lynn is she has a lot of really smart friends, which I think we should probably be impressed by. I think that's the idea. But instead, I feel a little intimidated by these people that she brings in. Is the greengrocer, is this Jesse Thorne literally over in the news booth right now?
Yeah. Turn your head slightly.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Now, Jesse Thorne, thank you for coming on the show. We've seen your segments on KTVB Channel 9's Let's Get Out of Bed Los Angeles for years, but that segment now is getting syndicated all over the country. You've really built an empire out of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, it's an incredible. I mean, you guys have been, you guys have probably been by my grocery. You've seen the incredible work that me and some of my clerks do stacking fruit, and that's what I've also been doing metaphorically. But you know, honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just happy that I'm helping people eat better and feel better, and maybe save a little money.
Wow,
I mean, that's really tremendous. I do most of the cooking for the two of us. We're roommates. We share an apartment at the Oakwood. Both of us have had bouts with scurvy, but more recently I've had physical injuries that are down to slipping on a cheese sauce. And yeah. I think that like we could do a lot to improve the quality of our diet and also kind of lower the risk of our diet to bodily harm.
Well, can I start with just a quick tip?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love to improve people's lives, and I'm going to improve your life right now, El Fardo. Of course, scurvy can happen to the best of us. A lot of people who are eating only boxed foods, macaroni and cheese boxes, hardtack, salt pork.
All major components of our diet.
Yeah, yeah. So they might end up with scurvy, but let me tell you about, you probably heard of miracle foods, wonder foods. Let me tell you about one, the lime. A lot like a lemon, but green.
Okay.
And what you're going to want to do is if you start to notice your teeth getting loose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come down to the grocery, get yourself a lime, a beautiful display we have there. Chop it into, let's say, eighths. You can use any knife. It doesn't have to be a cook's knife or a chef's knife. You can use a little paring knife. And then go ahead and suck on one of those segments. And that'll tighten those teeth right up and keep you from going mad.
It occurs to me, Machine Bolt, before we went to the New Horizons and cleaned up, just to fill you in, greengrocer Jesse Thorne, we are both clean and sober. We had an on-air incident that caused us to be suspended, but now we're living clean and sober. And I used to have a lot of limes in my diet in the form of margaritas.
Yeah, those were mostly the way we would get them. You know, you said something that really kind of caught my ear, which is sucking on a segment. And I just want to say, with regard to your let's get out of bed segment, we worshipped that thing. And I swear to God, talk about improving lives. That did get us out of bed at New Horizons on more than one morning where it just seemed like maybe that wasn't the best decision to make. And we're usually Vaughn'smen or Ralph'smen, but I want to start coming over to the Green Grocer and checking out some of these things like your end display of limes. And we're already off to a swinging start, but we've both got loose teeth. I'd love to hear more.
Oh, yeah. Given that you have loose teeth, can I recommend a softer fruit that you can find in the greengrocer right now?
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Something that goes down easy.
Why don't you think about something relatively new in grocery stores here called the avocado?
Avocado. Guacamole.
Exactly.
They have it at Paquito Moss.
It's the key element of guacamole, which, of course, is a Mexican chip sauce. And you'll find these, they look a little bit like green rocks or green stones, green dinosaur eggs.
Oh, okay.
And if they're as hard as a rock, leave them out for a little while. You can put them with your bananas. They'll ripen right up. And you want to feel a little softness. So if you imagine palming a toddler's head, that's going to be a little too hard.
Okay.
But think about putting your hand on the top of the head of like a newborn child and giving a little squeeze. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of give that you're looking for a fresh avocado. And you don't have to make it into guacamole. You can, but why not try it just straight on toast with a little salt and garlic powder? Oh. What's nice is that it's satisfying because it is pretty fatty, but it's healthy fat.
Wait, this is a vegetable with fat in it?
It's a vegetable, he's saying. And I gotta say, the only time I've had my hand on a kid's head, one time a heavy set toddler, and that was pretty soft. And I don't know if that's what we're looking for in the avocado, now, but the
Machine Bolt.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a vegetable. Don't put words in my mouth.
The surgeon is his mother.
Well, does it count as a fruit in that case?
Is it a fruit?
I've seen those dark green things. I had no idea that that's where guacamole came from.
There's a seed right there in the center of it. That makes it a fruit, guys.
And that's the difference. That makes it a fruit, yeah. Right? Anything with a seed in it is a fruit.
Anything yeah, with true. A seed in it is. I got to say, this is one of the best bookings Lynn has come through with. I just want to keep going, because I feel like between this and some of the literature from New Horizons, we're going to be in pretty good shape as we move our way through 1998. Jesse Thorne, answer me this juicing situation where everything has to be juiced. Is that bad for us? I heard that essentially we are cave people if you go back far enough, and we would forage.
I'm a cave person if you go back to the 70s. Just before I had the grocery. It was tough times.
I love it. But juicing, hard on the pancreas. I mean, it seems like a lot of sugar. It's like a fruit bong. You're just ripping a sack of fruit into your gut in one quick hit. True?
I'm glad you brought up fruit bongs. There are a lot of fruits that make great bongs. A lot of people like to use apples for their cooling properties. When it comes to juice, you know, that's an interesting question. You're getting a lot of those incredible nutrients that are in fresh fruits and vegetables. You pick up those foods with vibrant colors. I always say, eat the rainbow, eat the rainbow, eat the rainbow.
Eat the rainbow.
You toss them into that champion and you plunge them down. And there is no greater feeling in the world than pushing that plunger down and that big fat juicer. I mean, it is incredible. There's not a lot of romance in my life, gentlemen. And this is something that I find intensely satisfying. So you push those fruits down, you get the sweet nectar, and all of those incredible nutrients are in that juice. Then all you have to do is glug glug down the hatch, and I know you boys can handle that. That's what's so wonderful about juice. Now, if you're saying to me, what about the fiber? Well, I agree. So eat something fibrous. Eat a coconut.
Okay. God, this changes everything. Let me ask you this. In terms of injury rate, now prepackaged meals that are microwaved, El Farto actually had to do a PSA after his second incident that resulted in injury. We're talking about juicing, eating coconuts, finding those dinosaur rocks and whatnot. How much of this stuff is dangerous?
It's all pretty dangerous. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to need knife skills. You're going to need a sharp blade.
Huh.
We have...
Wait, a sharp blade? That sounds more dangerous to me.
Actually, a sharp blade will be less dangerous, counterintuitively, because you'll control the blade. I mean, that's one of the things we talk the most about at our Green Grocery. Of course, we talk a lot about eating the rainbow. We also talk about blade control. That is so essential. I mean, think of it this way. You've got a young, fresh coconut. A beautiful coconut. And gentlemen, I'll be the first to admit, I don't have a lot of romance in my life, but it's hard not to look at a beautiful green coconut without romance. You want to take that sharp blade, put the tip on the top, and just give it a jab. Jab it right in there. You're going to have to do it a few times, and then you pop. That's when that little chunk of the fibrous husk of the coconut is burst out, and you can get at the sweet juices within.
Wow.
But you're not going to do it without blade control.
You know, you say you don't have a lot of romance in your life. That was one of the most romantic things I've heard.
There was a time, two times. Number one, a girl named Jennifer, the junior prom, okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Say no more.
Yeah. Number two, in the 70s, times were a lot tougher for me.
This was your caveman days.
This was actually just after the caveman days when I enjoyed the romance of the rails.
Mm.
It's funny that you bring that up. That is actually how I ended up a greengrocer. And this is not something I have talked about in my morning television segments. You guys are digging a little deep. You know, I feel like I'm on public radio right now. This is something I haven't shared before, but when I was experiencing the romance of the rails was when I was also at my hungriest, didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. And often I would find a farmer's field and feast on crab apples. And the calories in those crab apples were what kept me alive from, I'm going to say, roughly 75 to 77. And I vomited, honestly, a lot.
Sure.
Been there, brother.
Yeah.
And that's when I made it my life's mission to learn about and share the gospel of seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. What's in season? What's out of season? What's going to taste great? What's going to make you vomit? Because I knew that the minute I had the basic daily caloric intake to keep myself strong, keep my mind sharp, I was seeing things much of the time. Especially 76 was a very difficult year for me with the bicentennial and everything.
Sure.
Right. I mean, who, for whom was it not a difficult year?
And, you know, I sometimes shudder to think back and think of those difficult, terrifying times. And I think, you know, February of 1976, I'm in a boxcar on the Union Pacific.
Yeah.
Okay. It's freezing cold. I mean, it is Antarctica. I feel like a penguin, but colder.
Wow.
I'm hungry. I'm seeing visions. Here comes Uncle Sam. He's fighting Nixon.
The Uncle Sam.
The original. Hat and all. Wow. And at that time, and it makes me sick to say this, at that time, I did not even know that it was grapefruit season. And now here we are, 20 some years later. I've learned, I've grown, and I've become extraordinarily rich. And I'm so happy to share this information with you.
Oh.
Fruit unlocks lives. Vegetables.
So inspiring.
Vegetables blast horizons into the sky.
We've tried to get syndicated the way your segment is.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's not working.
Frankly, something that we've discovered over a 10-year career in radio is that we do not really play in other markets. But what you've done is laudatory, and
you've cast a spell too. I just want to say, greengrocer Jesse Thorne, you cast a spell. It's something I could picture. I have this theory that we're sort of all storytellers at heart, and I could picture sort of a public radio thing. And talk to Lynn about this. I know you're already rich, so you probably want nothing to do with public radio, but or maybe you're the one guy who could afford to be in it. But I just feel like there's room for sort of captivating stories like what you just told.
On public radio?
Maybe.
I'm sure you guys listen mostly to commercial talk. Public radio is more for news. I don't think it would work.
It's more for news. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
Well, I mean,
but it's just, I mean, one of the things we learned at New Horizons was about finding those moments of joy in life through things like cooking, through things like food, and finding the rhythm of life, the seasonal vegetables and fruits becoming a thing that we celebrate when they come in season and mourn when they go out of season.
I know exactly what you mean. It is an extraordinary feeling when you have in your body, at the very core of your body, that rhythm of the fruits and vegetables as you feel them come in and go out over the course of years repeatedly. It can be an extraordinary sensation. Something that I personally don't get anywhere else.
Anyways, what about bananas? Are those seasonal or what?
That's a good question. Is there a season for bananas, greengrocer Jesse Thorne?
I'm glad you brought that up. Bananas are grown all over the tropical world and flown in here to the United States. You will occasionally see a banana tree in somebody's front yard, but they're those little stumpers. The variety of banana that we get here in grocery stores in the United States is actually a clone.
A clone.
Every time you eat a banana.
Like from science fiction?
You are eating a science fiction product. But let me tell you this about bananas. You're eating science fiction, but when you discard that peel, you're slipping on silent comedy.
See what he did again? It's a spell. He's definitely casting like a type of spell.
Can I tell you something? Can I just... you know, guys know I'm about tips.
Absolutely.
Here's a time saver that I'd like you to try sometime. Why not call them nanners?
Nanners. So we just, you don't even have to, that first syllable, get it out of here.
Yeah. I mean, that thing he said about them all looking exactly alike is so true. I have, and this was before we went up to Malibu, but I have stood in that Vons on Laurel for 30 and 40 and 50 minutes at a time looking at bananas going, these things are identical. They're all exactly the same. And it's eerie.
Here's something a lot of Southern Californians don't know. Did you know they have produce, fruits, and vegetables at John's as well as at Vons?
I've been wondering about that because there's that, there's that John's on Sherman and Sepulveda. And every time I pass it, I look at that sign and I think, is that just another Vons and part of the letter fell off? Or what's going on there?
No, it's a different store.
Different place.
And it has a very different vibe. It's fun. It's gritty. Look, obviously, Vons is the grocery store of the 90s. But some of us miss things about the 70s, and that's what I get when I'm shopping at John's. A certain edge that, look, I wouldn't want to live there, but I don't mind going there for avocados once in a while.
I hear you on the nostalgia. I'm a boogie boarder, and I'll wax that thing with Mr. Zog's just to have a Mr. Zog's wrapper around. And you don't need to wax a boogie board, but I'll do it just for the love of the logo and the era. Yeah.
We've been dealing with some chafing on Machine Bolt's chest because of that wax.
It's hard.
We have not found a salve or ointment that will solve for that. But I agree. Like, just having the wrapper around the apartment is really enjoyable.
Guys, do salve ointment? No. Look, I'm no doctor, but what you're looking for is a poultice.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Is that something that we could make ourselves at home out of seasonal fruits and vegetables?
Can I make a suggestion to both of you guys?
That's Absolutely. What you do. Yeah, that's your thing.
Go down to your local library.
Library.
Ask your librarian.
Librarian.
How to visit fogdog.com.
Okay.
Oh, a web.
Use that to search poultice.
Okay.
And see what you can find.
On the microfiche.
No, it's uses internet technology, the information superhighway. What's great about it is, now this is the one that I know, so that's why I'm suggesting Fog Dog. Right. It's the one I'm familiar with. I use it to order softballs for my daughter's team. And I've only seen sporting goods on the website, which is what they call these things. But I do believe you can probably get a poultice there. But talk to the librarian one way or the other. She's going to help you out. There are some very beautiful librarians in this city, and they are glad to assist you with books, computers, even record albums.
Amazing. Well, Jesse Thorne, the proprietor of Jesse's Fruits and Vegetables on Coldwater Canyon Avenue, just south of Leslie's Pool Supplies and the Papillon Bakery there. Thank you so much for joining us on K-Pod 101.3.
Well done.
We have a news segment coming up. Do you want to sit in with us as we go through some of the news items that have come across the transom?
Sure, why not? I really like you guys. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Wow, thanks for being on. I know we are really upbeat and we hide it quite well. I'm going to tell you a little secret is that, and we can take this out with a 7-second delay if we have to, but our lives are smaller than we let on, and this was a big help.
I'm always glad to broaden horizons.
Oh, man, the dump button didn't work.
Did you
feel terrible? That went out over the air. Anyways. What do we got in the news today, Machine Bolt?
In the news today, this coming out of Japan on the AP wire. Some U.S. hockey players trashed their rooms at the Olympic Village after being knocked out of the Nagano Games. And the NHL apologized and said it was investigating who was responsible for the damage, estimated at $1,000. That's not that much. What did they do? It says here they broke two chairs and two apartments were damaged by fire extinguishers. One extinguisher was thrown from the fifth floor into the courtyard during the incident. What are these guys, a ska band from Anaheim?
I would think that the U.S. national hockey team would be capable of a lot more destruction than that. I mean, no wonder these guys got knocked out of the tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty lightweight. Damage is totaling $1,000. Why didn't they just settle it out of pocket before it hit the wire service?
Greengrocer Jesse Thorne probably has that kind of change in his couch cushions.
No, I'm very rich, guys. You know, I provide grapes and kiwi fruits to the U.S. national ska team.
Really?
I did not know that our nation had a national ska team. Is that an Olympic event now?
Wow.
I mean, you do burn a lot of calories skanking.
It's a demonstration sport. Some people say it's a fad. I think it's got legs, skanking legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it.
We're particularly strong this year on trombone, and I think we could take this thing.
So it's national.
Oh, it's international.
Boston, Anaheim, everywhere that ska, basically ground zero for where the music comes from is included.
Yeah, everywhere all over this nation, taking on the best of Canada, The Dutch have extraordinary ska. There's some great ska actually right now in Africa. Ethiopians really love ska and have wonderful brass skills.
It's hard for me to think of any other nation that would be associated with ska than the ones you've listed. But I like the idea that it's expanding. I think that Southern California invents it and the world celebrates it.
Yeah, anything that comes out of Anaheim, any of that area down there tends to go big.
In fashion news, bright and metallic colors all the rage, a contrast with the darker grunge colors that were popular at the beginning of the 90s. Now that we're in 98, ladies are wearing maxi skirts, bell bottoms, knee boots, crop tops, tube tops, slip dresses, maxi coats, and platform shoes. Meanwhile, a lot of the fellas have ditched their grunge and skater clothes in favor of sporting a more dressy, casual look, such as you will see on Machine Bolt and myself wearing some very fetching silk bowling shirts this morning. Shorter hair on men is also becoming popular. It's 1998, and radio stations are being dominated by the likes of Brandy, Monica, Aerosmith, R. Kelly, Celine Dion, All Saints, Steps, and Will Smith. I don't know why we're just doing news about what is on the radio. I mean,
especially when we don't play any of that.
Yeah. What is this list?
Dominated by the likes of what? Like, I try again. Oasis, Marcy Playground. Like, you know, come on.
Third Eye Blind.
Freebie.
Is that last stuff being slipped in to the fashion news? Because Lynn has a big problem with some of the way the station is programmed across the board. Yeah. She really...
It's a Keith thing, too. Program director Keith is fond of saying, if it's a hit, we'll play it. We play hits, which is the just grossest, most narrow scope of vision I've ever heard musically. It's humiliating.
It's really the... if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean of radio programming. Greengrocer Jesse Thorne, what would you say is a big hit down at the grocery right now?
Always Spin Doctors. We are in year 7 of playing nothing but Spin Doctors. We are playing their second album.
Wow.
And it's great. What I love about it is it has the energy of R&B, but it's more relatable.
I love that. You know, I've managed again to hide this. It's so far up my sleeve, no one would ever guess it, but I've been depressed. I broke it off with this.
What?
Yeah, I broke it off with this girl, Steph, who was just bad news, greengrocer Jesse Thorne. Got anything in closing to give us for depression? What are we eating to get over the blues?
Kiwi, kiwi, and more kiwi. One word, kiwi.
Wow, kiwi.
Little green treasures.
It's an amazing recommendation. Well, we got to get into another 101.3-minute chock-a-block with rock music block here on K-Pod 101.3. Greengrocer Jesse Thorne, thank you so much for joining us. Now, the music coming at you.
Perfect. Well done.